On Wednesday, Sioux Valley High School said goodbye to 25 graduating seniors. As with most graduations, there are emotional moments and a general air of celebration. Sioux Valley Principal Jason Mabry says this class distinguished itself through its leadership.
Most importantly, their willingness to work hard, to be strong in the athletic realm, in the academic realm. They lead by example. So I just think it's an exceptional group.
Math teacher Brenda Hogan was the faculty advisor for this year's graduating class. She has watched the seniors grow from children into young men and women. She also believes that the class of 2014 is special.
I think that we'll miss them a lot next year. However, I see in the lower grades a lot of strong leadership as well, and so I look forward to watching them grow and see what they can become by the time they're seniors as well.
The numbers support the exceptional nature of the class of 2014. At the beginning of the year, half a dozen students were tied for valedictorian, and the students collectively earned a large sum of scholarship money for a class of 25, says Joy Miller, school counselor.
Combined, they earned right at $800,000 in scholarship money. That's pretty substantial. Most classes can't get to that total, and they did that because of their hard work, their dedication, and the good grades they'd earned throughout all of high school. Plus, this class was very involved in extracurriculars and sports, and when you put all of that together, they were the total package.
While many of this year's graduates may return to the Upper Valley, nearly all of them have expressed intent to go to college. That means leaving behind the town that many of them grew up in. Valedictorian Ayla Loper says she is excited for the new opportunities, but will miss home.
I love this school. It can be small and challenging at some times, but I absolutely love growing up in this small school and the small community, and I think it's really supportive, and I'm definitely going to miss it.
Ayla is not alone in that sentiment, and the consensus among the faculty at Sioux Valley is that the class of 2014 will be missed in return. For KTNA, this is Caitlin Daly.